Hello, John here, bringing you Saul's message for Wednesday, January 16th, 2013. First, I would like to thank you all most sincerely for your uplifting comments, the healing energies that you sent me, and for the love that you shared with me while I was off sick. It is very inspiring and encouraging for me to hear from you. So once again, a heartfelt thanks to you all, readers, rebloggers, translators, and those who have felt angered or offended. I post these messages publicly in love, so please accept that that is my intent. Now sit back and relax into the loving energy that Saul's message extends to every one of you. Humanity's journey has been long and arduous, and although most of you have very little sense of it, you are very close to awakening. Time is a strange concept, and yet it is an essential part of your illusory reality. It is one of its main foundations, and the more you can focus on and live in the ever-present now moment, the more effectively you can cooperate in dissolving time and the illusion. As you know, you have never left your Father's side, His eternal presence, and to awaken is simply to release yourselves from the bondage of time and all the other unhappy aspects of the illusion in which you have seemingly become ensnared. You have unlimited assistance available to you just for the asking whenever you choose to pay full attention to the present moment, the only real time. For much of your lives, you are distracted by the outside world, other people, places, activities, problems that absolutely insist that you pay attention, when the real world is the one within, not the one of anxieties, concerns, suffering and judgments, but the one of total peace and contentment that you can access and enjoy when you cease striving to reason out solutions to the many problems or issues which seem to define who you are or why you exist. You can only find yourselves by letting go of your logical mind and then allowing the thoughts that come to mind to flow through without your engaging with them. Doing that does bring a sense of relief and peace that you cannot find anywhere else, a sense of space, of freedom, and of security, because you are effectively floating in the arms of love, in the presence of God. This kind of experience or brief awakening gives you the strength and courage to face and learn the lessons with which the illusion continuously presents you. You do, of course, live and experience life in the illusion, and so you do have to deal with the issues and problems with which it presents you. But try to do that in the moment, instead of dwelling endlessly on issues which cannot be resolved until some future event or time, because you do not, at present, have the necessary information. When you have the required information, then the issue can be resolved. Until then, enjoy the inspiring moments that life is constantly offering you if you will open your eyes to see. Life lived fully, to the fullest extent possible, is inspiring, uplifting, and very rewarding. Nevertheless, many times you switch off your awareness of it and drift away into worry and anxiety about issues that, in the present moment, you can do nothing about. Then life passes you by while you ignore it, and you will find your minds filled with trivia that cause you only pain and suffering. Yes, of course you have all suffered. Maybe you are suffering right now. But why? Are you in this moment in pain? Yes, of course, some of you are, but most of you are not, and for those, your suffering is very likely self-imposed because you are thinking or worrying about issues that in this moment you can do nothing positive or meaningful to resolve, and you are missing the smile of an infant, the beauty of falling snow, and the peaceful contentment that awareness of wonders like that provide. I am not disparaging or discounting the pain and suffering that many are truly experiencing. I am just trying to draw your attention to things of beauty and wonder that you miss when you let go of your awareness. Letting go of awareness is shutting yourselves off from life and all the delights that it offers in every moment. Even if you are in pain, the smile of a loved one or the colours of a sunset can uplift you into a moment of rapture. The illusion wants your attention. In fact, it demands your attention because it relies on your attention to support and maintain it. If you can be in the world but not of it, you relieve yourselves of an enormous burden because you cease to feel responsible for correcting it or for helping to destroy the evil in it. Evil is a lack of love. It is an act of desperation by one or numbers of people who feel lost, alone, unloved, and unlovable, who, in great suffering, often denied or deeply buried within them, try to escape from themselves by ill-treating others. Of course, it does not work, so they may try harder until it becomes obsessive. Sometimes it becomes necessary to restrain or contain those who would hurt others. At other times it is impossible because they apparently have power and authority to inflict pain and punishment without restraint. But they can only be healed by love, and if they are severely damaged, it can take a very long time. Everyone on earth is here to learn lessons personally selected or chosen, and to help everyone else to see the illusion for what it is. There is really only one lesson, despite the innumerable forms in which it can be and is presented, and that is to accept the love that your Father offers you constantly, and to be a channel, a conduit, through which that love passes to all with whom you interact, so that a spontaneous and constant flow of love envelops and embraces you all. Free will can at times seem like a spanner in the works because it allows you to reject love, to hide from it, to refuse to believe that such a thing exists. But it is all that exists. It is the flow of God amongst his beloved children, seeking only to embrace them and see them peaceful, content, and happy. Always. Yes, love is the lesson, and all will learn it. However, free will allows each to decide when the moment is right, and, notwithstanding the denial of love to which many have attached themselves, there will come a moment when even the most ardent refuseniks will open themselves to the love that constantly surrounds them. All are saved and will return home. It is just a question of timing. Open yourselves to love now, in this very moment, if you have not already done so, because further delay is most definitely not in your best interest, especially when you consider that there is nothing else, only nothingness, illusion, whereas love is everything. With so very much love, Saul.